Fire away. Who's got what? Anything?
Pretty happy with the announcement CD, talk us through.
Yeah, so really pleased for the five guys who have decided to extend their stay with us. Obviously, Jake Patmore hurt his knee during the off-season, so probably hasn't been able to show his true wares, although we thought he did some stuff that was pretty good during the off-season. Joel's obviously a player who hasn't looked out of place when he's played at AFL level, and clearly there's been some excitement around those other three, Rosie, Dersmer and Butters. So rap that all of them have decided to extend their stay.
Is that an easy process for, I suppose, your higher profile trio?
Yeah, I think we always said that we thought that there wouldn't be any problems. Obviously, those guys are playing pretty good footy in what is a competitive team. So I can't imagine they would have wanted anything else from the club when we called their names out. So, as I say, really pleased. And don't miss Joel and Jake as well, because we think they've got futures with the club too.
Mate, the decision end of last season, obviously, you made some big calls. You traded for three first round draft picks, one of them was your own, and also brought in Lysette, Burton, and shipped other players out. Has that been justified, what you've seen this year, obviously the talent of the younger guys and also the class of Lysette and Burton with the group?
I think ultimately time will tell with that, but we brought Lysette in for a specific reason, and that was we wanted to have additional ruck depth in our team, and obviously he's played some really good footy so far this year, so we've been wrapped with his input. Burton was someone that we'd shown interest in over time, so again, pleased that he came to the club, but those three that you've mentioned, Dersmer, Rosie and Butters, they certainly brought a significant amount of energy to the group, which has been fantastic. So it's not just about talent alone, it's about what they bring from an energy perspective and also the team cohesion. So we're wrapped with where we're at the moment.
So right now you're very happy with what the moves you made at the end of last year?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I mean, we hope that we would get an outcome like we have, but as I say, time will tell ultimately with all of those decisions.
It's not an unlimited pool, though, so by signing those guys on, there aren't guys that are going to drop off. So do you have to make some more moves? I mean, bigger moves at the end of the season, similar moves where you have to move?
No, we've got no issues from a cap perspective or anything like that. We can, we'll be players at the end of the year, I'm sure, but we can make decisions. We probably feel in some way vindicated for some of the decisions that we've made. As I say, time will tell in terms of whether they're good or not, but they're not going to have an impact on our salary cap or anything like that.
Are you surprised at how, obviously, you rated those three first round picks very high? Are you surprised at how quickly they've adapted to AFL and how much footy that they played between them, senior footy this year? Which is very rare to get three guys who play so much footy in their first year.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Andrew. We brought them into the club thinking that they would play some footy this year. There's no doubt that all of those guys have exceeded our expectations to this point. I also knew that Kem was going to be willing to play them, so they were going to get an opportunity, but they've certainly showed that that they have the ability to have long careers in the AFL. Right now we're wrapped with their input this year, I expect that that they'll be good Port Adelaide footballers for a long time to come.
Just further across this point about future contracts, obviously Lysette's becoming number one ruckman, Ryder's play. In the sample at the moment, you've got Hayes and Frampton and obviously
Adams
playing there. All those three are out of contract with other clubs probably having a look at them. Where does that sit on your contract agenda moving forward?
We're happy with our ruck depth at the moment. We don't think we've got too many. So if we wanted to go down the path of keeping all of those guys, then I imagine that'll be something that'll be discussed over the next period of time between now and the end of the year. The development has been fantastic. To see Laddams come forward this year, to see Sam Hayes return. We've got some real high hopes for Sam. And obviously, Paddy's found himself out of the team over the last couple of weeks. But at the same time, Ken is certainly on record as saying that he wants to continue to look at playing two rucks. So the five that we've got on the list, we think is probably the right number.
Would it be hard to hold them all, given the fact that other clubs have probably come up with a couple of them?
Well, I think there comes a time in every player's career where he needs to have a look at, you know, what he wants to achieve and whether he's willing to be in an SANFL team, as an example, you know, when he wants to play at AFL level or not getting a, you know, a go at AFL level. So, you know, we understand that players have that opportunity to make whatever decision they want. But, you know, Pete Ladens has played some footy this year. You know, we've got, as I say, Paddy, who's played a significant amount of footy and you know, we think still will play a significant amount of footy for us in the future. And we've got some guys who are developing really well at SANFL level. So having, you know, five or so on the list is not a bad thing. You know, we think we've managed them pretty well. But as I say, time will tell.
It's amazing because a little while ago you were struggling for men, now you've got five, I guess, that you'll be happy to play.
And that's the up and down, isn't it, of lists and injury and those types of things. But you know, managing them at SANFL level, you know, Matt Logan has done a pretty good job so far of getting, you know, three and certainly even Billy into the ruck at various points in time. So that'll be something that we've got to manage into the future.
Where's the club at, Chris, specifically with Paddy and a possible extension? Where's that
sitting? Well, as I say, we'll discuss that, you know, in the remainder of the year. You know, if Paddy's got some options, he needs to look at those just as much as, obviously, you know, us wanting him to stay here. You know, we're well aware that these types of things happen, but, you know, as Ken said, and I think as Paddy said, you know, he came here to be a long-term Port Adelaide player. We don't expect there to be any different to that.
So, being an All-Australian part, do you get the feeling that his role or understanding what his role would be going forward, will that have a decent role in negotiations?
Knowing
his role from in the team going forward, how big a factor do you think that will play in his decision?
Oh, look, I imagine it'll be a factor, and there's a whole heap of different factors that go into the player's decision making. You know, Scott has been our number one ruck over the last couple of weeks, but as I say, you know, Ken has wanted to play two rucks. If there's two rucks in the team, they've got to spend some time forward as well. So that will be, you know, whoever is the second ruckman in the team, that'll be the reality of the position that they've got to be able to occupy. They've got to be able to go into another spot on the ground.
You expect Paddy to be here next year?
Yeah, I think we've said that all along. I mean, there's no reason why Paddy right now won't be in the team at some point, you know, pretty shortly. So he's done fantastically well going back to the SANFL and just dominating games. So, you know, I imagine that he's put himself in a good spot to be recalled at some point.
So what did you think of that? You keep all five? Is that realistic? Could keep all five of those blokes that we're talking about?
Well, I didn't see, we've kept all five this year. I don't see any reason why. We're happy with their development. We think that they're all getting you know, good opportunities either at AFL or SANFL level. So you know, some of those decisions will be taken out of our hands. We understand that. But you know, right now, we're happy with the level of depth that we've got from a ruck perspective. And as you said earlier, Andrew, yeah, the reality is these things can change pretty quick. And it was probably, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I reckon, where we rucked you know, one of the guys on our SANFL contract list at SANFL level. So you go from having that to having the depth that we do. We're pleased with that. But you can't have too many good players on your list.
So what did you make of the untrustworthy, unreliable sort of narrative around your playing group?
Oh, I think when you're up and down with your performance, that they're the types of things that, you know, people have an opportunity to label you with. You know, I think Ken has backed that up by saying it's, you know, we're not looking at, you know, years past, we're looking at this season. You know, clearly we've got an opportunity this week to look to change some of that narrative, but, you know, ultimately I don't think that will be done until we can, you know, win a good number of games on the trot. But, you know, we think we're moving forward as a list as well, so that's important. It's not just about, you know, winning games in a row, although, you know, that's obviously a really key element of it, but we think our list is getting better, and that's also a good sign.
Was it a surprise to hear Ken say they are untrustworthy and unreliable, and Monty to say he doesn't buy into talking untrustworthy or unreliable?
I think that that those guys have their own views. I speak to Ken regularly, so no, it wasn't a surprise. You know, I think that in some respects he was trotting out exactly what you guys have been saying. So there's only one way to change all of those things, and that's to continue to get better and win games.
Koshy said finals or bust for the footy club. Finals is the past, mate. What do you interpret bust meaning? What are the consequences?
I haven't heard David saying that, but we've got an expectation that we want to play in finals every year. So That's our challenge. You know, we put ourselves in a good spot last year. We weren't able to get it done. You know, we've got an opportunity now. Excuse me, we've got an opportunity now between now and the rest of the year to give ourselves a chance in finals. But you know, right now we can't look any further than Brisbane, and that's our coaching and our playing staff challenge.
So if the gentleman saying finals or bust, as head of the footy department, does bust mean a change in personnel, a change in coaches, structure?
We change things every year. I mean, we've got, you know, what is it, 6 or 7 new players in the team. So, you know, you might want to talk about changes in personnel. The reality is that happens all the time. So whether you win or lose, you change the people who are around, either from a playing staff or a staff perspective. So, yeah, as I say, we're really focused on Brisbane. At the same time, we, you know, as a club, we want to play in the finals, and we make no bones about that.
Just on list management again, you talked about the tools you've got, or the ruck options you've got, but are you at a stage where you have to seriously look at trying to find another forward, given Charlie Dixon's injury and that, it's sort of exposed that you need another option up forward?
Oh, we think we've got a couple on our list who are, as I say, going pretty well from a development perspective. Billy Frampton has played as a forward all year and has done some, you know, good things at SNFL level. He's kicked multiple goals at AFL level. We've got Todd Marshall, who, you know, probably played one of his better games this year on the weekend against West Adelaide in the SNFL. So there's not so many forwards in the competition who are Charlie Dixon-like forwards. So, you know, it'll be less about finding a replacement for Charlie and more about making sure that we continue to create some depth from a tall forward type perspective.
Just how do you update to Bogan and expect them to play? I know Dougal Howard didn't play tonight.
This is actually one thing that annoys me is the counting of players on the track. You know, we've got guys who are managed no matter what it is throughout the week, and they'll be managed whether it be a gym session or, you know, a session on the oval. So, but as you say, we expect Trav to play, we expect Scotty to play, we expect Dougal to play. There's no issues with those guys.
Talk persists in Melbourne about being linked to Carlton. Can you get the name on
him? I think Ken did that, Vicky, this morning, saying, you know, he doesn't know where that comes from, and yeah, you know, if some of it's mischievous or if you know, guys just throwing different names out there. I imagine that whoever it is that needs a coach will be doing the ring around to multiple people, but you know, Ken's 100% committed to our footy club. You know, he's said that multiple times now, so you know, I would like to think that we can put that to bed.
What sort of conversations have you had with Ken about him? Has he come to you and just gone?
I have conversations with Ken all the time about a whole multitude of things, and he gets really annoyed when these types of questions are asked, and he wanted me to come in here today and be absolutely really clear with you all to say that it annoys him when his name is thrown up in situations where there's you know, a mischievous sort of nature behind it. Ken's 100% committed to the Port Adelaide Football Club.
So mischievous, do you think people are just making this up?
Oh, well, I mean, who knows? As I say, I think that any club right now who's looking for a coach will do the ring around. We understand that. But any suggestion that Ken is not 100% committed to Port Adelaide is absolutely wrong.
Phone call to Vossi.
Sorry?
Phone call to Vossi.
Oh, who knows? I mean, they're all the things that the clubs that need coaches will go through, I'm sure.